Mr. Brosnan?
Yes, Bob.
I'm sitting here with Alan, Alan Boyd. And we're talking about your highway safety resolution that he's going to, at your instance, submit. I think one of the things that you need to do, Mr. President, hello?
Yes.
Is to, well, this is going to be dished out to the Public Works Committee, as I understand it from Alan. And I don't know why you selected us. Damn your time, you think we're workhorses and we need to rest a while. You spent us all last year. But anyway, get a hold of George Fallon, call him down there, and doggone your time, Mr. President. I was just getting back in and sort of getting in harness a little bit. And thinking I was going to do some fine things for the Republic. And then I read in the paper and I told Christine this morning, I says, I know what's coming. Pull this day out, Christine. I'm going to have a trip from somebody down there and partner on this.
Well, I hope you approve of it, Bob. I hope you think it's all right.
Well, I think it's all right, but I'm just talking about the management of it now. You know, when you case a fella up, he ain't got much chance to get out, has he?
That's right. Thank you, Bob. I just don't know how I got another second for anything in the world. I'll just do my best, though, my partner.
Well,
when I have one, you know, I got to have 40 in.
Ma'am?
No, if I have him, I'll have to have Magnuson. If I have Magnuson, I'll have to have Rivercroft. If I have Rivercroft, I'll have to have Dawson.
You've got a telephone down there, the Public Works Committee. You're talking about.
Well, then they'll say I'm twisting their arm.
Huh?
Then they'll say I twist their arm. They go say he called me, but he didn't call the other fellow. You don't have any idea what a problem it is. I try to keep them. I got 20 men.
Mr. President, then I withdraw my suggestion, and I can understand and comprehend your situation.
I called George last year, and I read about it in 3 weeks in three columns about how I twisted his arm on beautification, what I said to the poor chairman of the committee, and so on and so forth. And I don't want to look.
From me.
No, I not from you, but you didn't ask me to call you. You asked me to call George.
No, you called him without. I don't recall that I did. Maybe I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, your official communication will be satisfactory. Let it be supported by what you do officially then.
We'll do it. We'll work with you and do anything you want me to do it, I can. My friend, I stayed all night with your friend Thornberry. He stayed all night with me. He stayed all night with me last night.
Did he pay his room board?
No, I didn't charge him.
Didn't charge him?
I didn't charge him, but I haven't even been to lunch, so I don't know.
Well,
this job keeps you busy. Hope you and Bernie's doing good, and I hope that this works out all right, Bob.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling me.
Operator.